Thank you for calling On the Green Lawn Care and Irrigation Services. If you are a new customer calling for...
Hello, this is Adam.
Hi, Adam. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good. How are you?
It's never ending. Did I catch you before? I don't know. I know you're a little, you kind of head out of the office pretty early. Is now an okay time or is later better time?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm still trying to get my stuff together before I head out.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of go over your file, how long we can keep an approval open for. Our approvals are usually to keep open about 30 to 60 days. Are you trying to do this before the end of the year to kind of take advantage of the tax break or after the year?
I think that's the way that we're going to go right now. We have quarterly meetings set up with our accountant, so I want to meet with him first, which probably be another week or two before I meet with him. But I think it'll be before the end of the year.
Okay. And did you have a chance to reach out to your bank to see what they could do for you?
I haven't yet, no. PNC, just so you know, they're not an easy bank to work with. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but their loan processes are mind-boggling.
No, I'm not familiar with, say, them specifically. I actually know that traditional banks are very, very, very conservative right now, and the process is... We make the process kind of turnkey, whereas, it's a lot of hoops to jump through. You have to talk to about 25 different people.
Yes.
That's not going to happen now. What I want to do is give you an idea of pricing, where you're going to stay at on this file. I'm going to shoot you an email later today with exact numbers, but I want to give you a good estimate of where you'd look at with Bank of Cardiff for financing this full amount. So we offer anything from 1 to 5 years. Do you want to do this over 5 years? Is that your goal, or are you trying to pay this off quicker? I don't know what your specific needs are right now.
I talked to Zach about it. The way that we want to do it is to finance it as a five-year term, but make sure that there's no prepayment penalty, because our goal financially would be to pay it off in 3 years.
Is that how you did your last transaction with PNC?
Yeah, so when we make this transaction, the new one, we're going to pay it off, right? We're going to pay off the one that we have with them. So we'll flip the loans, right?
And do you have a loan with them with an amortization schedule, or is it just a finance agreement with a fixed payment?
It's just a fixed payment.
Okay, so I guess the question I'd ask you is the balance you owe the remaining amount of payments, or is it a principal amount?
It's the remaining payments.
Okay, so that's how our transactions work. I just want to make sure, because sometimes there's confusion. What we provide, if we do a five-year term, I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say your five-year term is, because it is a very important thing to go over. If your five-year term is 1,000 payments, let's say $1,000 and 60 payments. So your total summation of payments is $60,000. Obviously, that's not true in this instance, because you're financing more than you're financing 80. But let's just say, for argument's sake, it's $1,000 a month times 60 months. Well, the way that our product works is, and it's kind of industry standard for equipment financing and leasing companies, is it's a non-cancelable agreement. So if you're 3 years into that transaction and you in three years you want to pay it off, you would just owe 24 payments times $1,000. So you have $24,000 left. I think what you're referencing perhaps is more of an amortized loan, where there's a principal and interest separation.
Right.
So I would tell you that if you're trying to pay this off over 3 years, if you're saying, hey, look, debt to rights, I'm going to pay this over 3 years, you're in a sense kind of doing some prepaid interest. So probably a 3 or 4 year term would be a more appropriate setup in this transaction, just as an FYI.
So you don't do just a principal payoff at the end of the, like at a point, if you pay off the loan?
Correct, because we're not underwriting this with the same amount of hoops to go through, say, as a principal and interest separated loan. We're doing this as a finance agreement. Additionally, with many principal and interest separated loans, with business loans, they're callable, which means the lender reserves the right to call the note at any time. So let's say if you're doing a five-year term, this was what happened to a lot of construction companies during the recession. If you're in a five-year term and for some reason your bank doesn't want your business anymore, which happens, a lot of these business loans, they can call the note due at any time. They can say, hey, look, you're paying on time, but we want all of our money back, or it's going into default, or they can change the terms. It's a revolving account in a sense. With our transaction, it's a fixed payment program. So if someone's going to tell us, hey, look, we have the intention of doing this over 3 years, we're not going to charge you a penalty to pay off early. Oftentimes, we'll actually do a small discount, but it's not a principal and interest separated note. It's not underwritten in that way.
Okay.
But I think it ultimately does come down to payments, and you want to get an idea of like where your payment's going to be at in this kind of transaction, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So give me 1 second. Bear with me here.
It's okay.
I'm kind of putting the final touches on your program, but I expect your payment to be in the range of about, if you did the full amount with just two payments due at signing, which means your first and last payment, I expect your payment to be in the range of around $1,725 to about $1,850 per month, and I'll be able to get you final numbers by the end of the day. And that's for a 5-year term with two payments due at signing. So you don't get a bill for your first month and you don't get a bill for your last month.
Okay. Now, just to compare, what is that based on interest rate at the $80,000?
So I'm not basing this off an interest rate. I'm basing this off a rate factor, which is just simply a factor. The more the factor goes up, obviously, the higher the risk. But I'll give you a factor on both terms. So it's just simply your monthly payment divided by the equipment cost. So on a 5-year term, your rate factor would be between 0.021 on the low end and on the high end to, give me a second. $0.0229. What that kind of translates to, because I know these are just numbers, is a very good approval, not just, but without super, super, super premium pricing, simply because we haven't worked together before, and also the credit's below a 700, and there were some past issues. It's a really good approval, but it's not going to compare to, say, PNC Bank. I think your and Zach's conversation focused a lot on interest rate. Is that correct?
Right. I think you're about to, but could you explain to me what this is, the rate? I don't understand that. What the $0.0229.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I lost you. You're on speaker. For some reason, my headset just died. Say that once more.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect. So you were saying?
So can you explain to me the rate that you just gave me, the 0.0229?
Yeah, it's just a multiplier. So you would take that and you'd multiply it by your equipment cost to get to a rate. The way that most of these transactions are viewed is, often people want to say, like, well, you know, what is my cost of money? There's a few ways to look at it. If you want to amortize it, that's a completely different factor. But the vast majority of customers want what's called a simple interest rate, which is a yearly cost of money. So if you looked at, let's just assume the high end of things, let's say your payment's $1,825 a month. That means over 5 years, you're paying back $109,500 if taken to term. You're financing $79,583. So you're paying $29,917 of interest over 5 years. So if you divide that by five, you get to a yearly interest cost of $59.83.40. So that means each year, from a simple non-amortized interest rate, you're looking at $5,983.40 of interest. And you're financing $79,583. So your yearly cost from a simple interest rate perspective would be 7.5%. I think the whole focus, though, on this transaction is not beating around the bush and not focusing so much on interest. We can get you documents tomorrow. We can place the order and pay the vendor within a day. There's no additional documents needed. You don't have to talk to 10 people. The process is smooth and transparent. Our process is quick and hands-off. A lot of customers, you know, and for that, it's a much different program than, say, going to PNC Bank or traditional bank and jumping through a lot of hoops and maybe trying to save $50 to $100 a month. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to tell you kind of how our program differs from a traditional bank perspective.
Right. Okay.
Very competitive offer, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad. Now, the other question I have is what happens to these rates if we do a lower term? Because you said this is based on 60 months. So if we did 36 months, would there be a rate change?
Actually, what you're probably used to is when you go to, say, buy a car, and like I said, this is not an APR situation, it's a fixed payment, but I think what you're used to is the longer you borrow money, the more it effectively costs your business or personally, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So when you go to buy a car, the car dealer tells you, hey, look, if you do this over 3 years, your rate is 4%. But if you do this over 5 years, your rate is 6%. And if your rate is over 6 years, it's 7%. The reason they do that is the car loses value and they're out there longer. So even if you pay that loan off in a year, you're still, as long as the money's out, you're paying a higher cost of money. That's exactly the exact polar opposite of our business financing. Actually, when you look at the cost of money and the actual terms, you're actually going to pay a lesser cost over 5 years because with our 5-year terms, there's less risk that people default because they have a lower payment. However, you will pay less back if you wanted to do this over like a 3 or 4 year term. But no, your cost of money from a simple rate perspective is actually going to go up over a 4 or 3 year term because you're going to have a higher payment. And when people have higher payments, our data just shows that there's more defaults.
Okay.
We incentivize you to do a 5-year term, which is kind of different than traditional financing.
Yeah. Okay. So what, to compare, what would be the 36-month rate?
Yeah, so let's give you an idea of, like, the 36-month payback, kind of best worst-case scenario, so you can get, like, kind of get an idea of where I think numbers would be. So
okay. If
you did a 3-year term, I think the worst-case scenario you'd be looking at is probably payments of around, give me a second. You look at payments, worst case scenario, around $2,873. So that's kind of worst case scenario. Do you mind if I give you my kind of 2 cents and opinion without taking any liberties here?
Sure.
If you look at the, wouldn't happen to give you a 3-year term, but just kind of prepare you. So you guys have 2 bank accounts, correct?
Right.
So here's why I don't think that's a good idea. Just my opinion, and you can go over this with Zach as well. You keep pretty healthy ledger balances, but sometimes your balances go down. Sometimes it goes around 8,000 or 9,000. These things, you know, you're running a business, there's a lot of money in, a lot of money out. You're going to have to put a first and last payment due at signing to us. So you'd be putting, you know, that's close to $6,000 when you add in the documentation fee. So I just don't think it's really worth it to do something where it should drain your cash flow. But from, you know, if you want to do 3 years, I can get you final numbers today as well. That's not a problem at all. It's not a huge issue. I don't think it really satisfies the needs because you're used to paying how much per month on this equipment. What is your current payment with PNC?
It's 1680 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean, you're going to be relatively close to that on a 5-year term for newer equipment. You know, this equipment is all about cash flow. You're going to be basically almost doubling your payment on a shorter term, which, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I can get you those numbers. I mean, we're fine. If you want to do a 3-year term, you want to pay us off quicker. Hey, no harm, no foul.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. That was loud. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I guess you're going to finalize everything and then email me something over so I can review it.
Yeah, I mean, what I would like you to do is this. I'd like you to, you're going to get an email from me in about 3 to 4 hours. It's going to go over terms. I'll have, or Zach, either one of us is fine. If you don't get it by the end of the day, give me a holler, and we'll start, you know, we'll get this done for you.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. I appreciate your time, and thanks again, and I will be sending you that email.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.